coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale, but a 10.0 on the laughter scale. Here's Cliff and Kendall.
Weakness of a seasick crocodile.
No, no.
Comet from Cupid.
And let's go, Joe.
La la la.
I've got nothing for that one.
Hand me this St. Patrick's Day sherry.
Oh, Cliff, there you go. Have another guzzle.
Oh, thanks, Judge Judy.
No, there was not judging.
Excuse me, listeners, would you all rise as Judge Judy enters the podcasting booth?
There was no judgment. Cliff, we're in Hong Kong.
You bet your ding dong we are.
Have you said that yet? King Kong, that we're in Hong Kong.
No, but I was last night on cable.
Hand me that bong.
Was King Kong. Yeah, I'm here.
Good, because you're going a little long.
Shut up! All right, this is a show about Christmas candy. It's Christmas, Kendall, in Hong Kong.
It's Christmas in Killarney and in here and in Hong Kong. Yes, it is. Are you in the Christmas spirit, Cliff, even though we're in Hong Kong?
Hell f***ing yes.
Amen. Well, that's why I see you're wearing your Christmas pin there.
Damn it right. Now, what I decided weeks ago that I would never walk in anyone's shadow. And also, that hell yes, it is December.
Yes.
And I took off my rose-colored glasses and stepped on them, and I put on some holly-colored glasses, Kendall, because you cannot f***ing get me down.
I do like those glasses.
In December, thank you. And you can't get me down because I'm looking through holly-colored glasses. So guess
can't
what?
Can't keep you down.
You got a problem with me? Go eat a holly berry, okay?
Go suck on a holly berry.
Go suck a candy cane. And suck this candy cane.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you have to scare you, dear?
Sorry, well, it's that big,
wonderful time.
That big mask that you're wearing.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. I got it down at the mart down next to the fortune teller. It's been wonderful.
Oh, dear, did you buy that mask? Oh, I hope I can see you in it later, dear.
Oh, dear, don't talk about they're on the air, dear.
Oh!
Whoa! Yes. Oh, whoa! Hey! I think this night market's got you guys a little frisky.
Well, we are at the night market.
Oh, dear, it's a wonderful place here in Temple Street,
isn't it, Mrs. Potter? But a better turn is bald, neurotic mask. And
oh, dear, it's not erotic mask. It's an opera mask.
Oh, an opera mask.
Yes.
Don't you know anything about opera?
Oh, dear, anyway, isn't it a wonderful mask? I love it.
I love it.
Well, good.
Now, what else have you bought at this night market?
I've gotten a gift from both of you.
Ooh.
Oh, is it an early Christmas gift? Dude, it's the 12 days of Christmas. Look, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I've got you a deck of cards from the fortune teller.
Now, Kendall, those are fortune tellers. Those are tarot, so you can't go getting people to pick one.
Oh, they can still pick one.
Well,
I hope it's not death.
I hope it's not death.
Just don't do any of that demonic stuff, dear. It's just for fun, dear.
Please don't speak about demons on the air.
Purely a novelty, dear. And then there was a wonderful, wonderful store right down the way over
right,
here. They
right.
make these wonderful dolls. They crochet them, dear, out of twisted twine and
twine dolls.
Oh, it's wonderful, dear. It's wonderful. Here, I've gotten you this one, dear. I've gotten you two. Look, this one's
you. Oh, that's me.
And here's Kendall.
And there's Kendall. I'm surprised they had enough twine.
Didn't use half enough.
I've always wanted an authentic Hong Kong twine doll of me.
That's
and
the
now,
most flattering thing we've ever
to
seen.
Have a Kindle to sit next to it is just the icing on the Christmas cake, Mrs. Potter.
Oh, dear, it's kind of a
child.
Set.
It's a bit of a set. And I've got a set.
And one more thing, dear. Yeah. I got this for Mr. Snodbottom, dear. Look.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm thrilled already. You're such a good gift giver, dear.
Dear, I know you're very...
Oh, sugar lump. Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, dear.
Buzz.
Settle
I can
down,
tell
dear.
Whoa.
Oh, he's so excited. Listen to how excited he is. Look, I know you're very shy about a certain matter, dear.
Oh, yes.
So you might not want to open this on the air, dear.
Oh, all right.
But it's a special container, dear, for the bowel medication.
Anyway.
Yeah, and look, I've made a wonderful fruitcake for all of you to feast on while you're doing the show.
Well, I'm about to feast, and Mr. Snub, I want you to just go and open that gift outside the booth.
Oh, yes, dear. Come along, dear.
Oh, my.
Let's go see if they have any more offers.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is a show about what?
Candy.
Christmas.
Candy canes, candy corn. No, candy corn. Do they make Christmas candy corn?
I don't know.
The little Christmas trees?
They make a whole bunch of shit.
All right. That sums up the show.
Thanks for joining.
That's the show. That's the theme.
All right. What do you got to say about candy, Cliff?
Kendall, stuff it up your stocking.
Whoa.
Kendall, Santa, do you know what he used to snack on back in medieval Germany?
A beef jerky?
No!
People would decorate the trees with apples and wafers and cookies. And according to SantaClaus.com, this tradition merged, of course, with old Christianity, and the tree became a symbol of Christmas. And it didn't take long before children noticed that Saint Nick had snacked on the edible tree ornaments. Of course, it also could have been rats.
Ooh.
Up in the tree because they were food stuffs.
Oh, Lord.
But soon, Kendall, it became a tradition to leave a plate of cookies by the old fireplace mantel.
Oh, I see.
Old Saint Nick, he ain't anyway. What he used to be. Ain't what he used to be. Ain't what he used to be. Old Saint Nick, he ain't what he... Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
But did you know that, you know, candy canes, they've been around for like 600 years. But the original candy canes were just straight sticks, boring old straight sticks. And originally they were white, too. White sticks. Tastes like peppermint. It wasn't until later, in the 1920s, they put that little hook on there and put the red stripe.
Oh, Kendall, but now, you know, it was a choir master. He just wanted to shut kids the hell up during a church play. Do you know this?
Oh, everybody wants to shut kids up during church play.
and one lucky man did. Created the candy cane.
And that's how the candy cane was born.
It was born that night unto us. Kendall, according to TLC, like this fruitcake Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn just gave us, Europeans, they used to bake fruitcake with nuts at the end of the nut season. And they would save them for a year to be eaten at the beginning of the next nut season for good luck. Kendall, now for a while it was outlawed to eat these delicious fruity cakes.
It was?
Because they were so sinfully rich and delicious. You know, Kendall, people are always trying to outlaw anything that is fine or okay.
They always do.
They do. They are and they do.
But did you know the animal crackers?
Yes, I did know that animal crackers were made to hang on trees.
All right, then.
I told you that I knew.
You did. You didn't lie.
I didn't lie. So that's what you ask me if I know, and if I know, I'll sing the story behind it.
We know you will.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then between wine, mixed nuts, multiple helpings of turkey, sides, pie, cheese, and booze, eating and drinking that you usually do on Christmas Day can add up to more than 7,000 calories, or what we like to call a slow day.
A light snack.
So maybe just skip that second piece of pie this year, Cliff.
Uh-uh.
Okay, don't do it.
It's Christmas. Who cares? If you are on Christmas Day counting your calories, I hope you're of another religion and don't do Christmas. or what the hell's the problem?
You know, that was one of those skinny writers, I think, that added that last line. And I decided
skinny
to cut it.
Skinny bitch. God, I can't handle these skinny people. Not around the holidays.
Not on the holidays.
Not on the holidays, Kendall. Now, did you know this?
Yes.
A sugar plum. Do you know what it basically is?
Is it a plum?
No, idiot. It's a fruitcake ball.
Damn.
That is a sugar plum. Everybody out there thought they were eating light. This is why Kendall's so overweight, because he's buying big boxes of sugar plums.
I'm like,
well, they're plums.
All I'm doing is eating plums.
It's
over here.
Fruit, everybody.
Oh, my. Cliff, do you know that Christmas in Australia actually falls in the middle of summer? It's summer down under.
Yes, I did know.
And okay.
But what else? Is that all you were going to say?
That was all I was going to say. No, I'm kidding.
No,
but in order to avoid a hot oven, most Australians will prepare their Christmas dinner on the Barbie.
Oh, but
another shrimp on the Mr. Hanabana.
Candle bar. I just want to warn you against using suggestive phrases like hot oven. Oh, my. Oh, dear.
Jim, what's he using that phrase?
Oh,
no.
He's making hot, this no, whoa, 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 whoa. Vulgar radio.
Hey, hey. Oh, I was talking about hot oven that you're cooking the Christmas
Kendrick,
dinner
you're
in.
Just digging it.
Hey,
digging
said it.
It
again.
Oh, dinner in an oven. Oh, my. Oh, what is this show sunk into? What new low?
Well, you know, we'll sink as low as we need to go.
We are always trying to find a new low.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Please don't.
No more hot ovens, boys.
Okay, you got it. No more hot ovens.
All right.
There's a cake somewhere.
Kendall cakes. Now cakes.
Pies, now cakes.
Oh,
what are we gonna
pie take? Cake.
Yes.
Whoa, you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
All right, Kendall, it's a special Christmas version of Are You Talking to Me?
Yes, it is.
Set out to warm what but the listeners' hearts. You ready?
I'm ready. My heart's ready to be warmed.
All right, it's frozen tundra, your heart, these days.
Yes, it is.
Here we are. We're going to heat it up. A sequel. That's it. We'll bring it out on March 25th, and we'll call it Christmas 2.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
No.
No, I'm kidding.
No more joke answers.
Sorry, It's a Wonderful Life.
I said no more joke answers.
What is it?
Santa Claus, the movie.
Oh.
Did you ever watch that?
Which one? The one with Dudley Moore?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Didn't remember that classic quote, though.
Did you remember the classic, no. I don't remember yesterday.
Pull the boner.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer.
Oh, Bash, please don't say things like boner on the air. We've got our friends in Hong Kong. I'm going to think this show is filthy. Oh, my.
One minute I turn around and I see him way down the street. The next he just, his head pops in.
Oh, I'm always listening, Bash.
Okay, we will not talk about anything else.
Yeah, they keep saying boner.
Yeah, how did you move with that so quickly?
Okay.
Sorry, what? Boner?
What was that thing? Oh, if you had a... No.
If you had a...
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Oh, is he on a shelf? Because he's a f***ing elf.
But he is the elf.
Got it.
Got it. Get it, get it, good.
Still got it. Kendall, many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way. The doll was destroyed, but out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
Is this a movie or a TV show?
This is a show.
Seinfeld.
The
Festivus for the rest of us.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You filthy animal.
You filthy. Is that just a wish for me?
No. Are you talking to me? I was talking to you.
Kendall, but it is the story of my life. It's called Home Alone.
Home Alone, yes.
Yep.
Watching it today.
Watching it today. Here we go. Kendall, are you ready for this? Bum, 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 bum.
We're taking this up a notch.
Blast this Christmas music. It's joyful and triumphant.
Blast this Christmas music. It's joyful and triumphant.
That's right.
The Grinch.
Right. Yay.
All right.
He got listeners. He got it. I just hope our listeners are so excited by how I think. Have we gotten everyone?
Well, I got one more for you. We'll see. If
almost.
You got this one.
Almost. Okay.
All right. I'm throwing you a zinger here.
Zing me.
You can't fool me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
There ain't no Santa Claus. That was one of the Marx Brothers.
Yeah.
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 From Duck Soup.
No, but I'm going to go ahead and give it to you for getting that.
Night at the Opera.
I hate you for getting that. What is the world coming to?
Right. All right, here we go,
can't
Kendall.
Can't even fool him anymore.
I can't even fool him anymore. Kendall, here we go. Finally, for me.
Finally, I'm done.
You may have many more. No, I don't know. Listeners are hoping you do.
I bet they are.
Kendall, rats. Nobody sent me a Christmas card today. I almost wish there weren't a holiday season. I know nobody likes me. Why do we have to have a holiday season to emphasize it?
Charlie Brown.
Brown.
I tried to answer it earlier.
But
there it is.
You tried to preemptively give me the answer to that one?
Yeah, that was me being psychic.
Men is psychic. Psychic.
Okay.
Psychic. He's a psychic, folks.
I just gotta take a break.
You know what I hate the most? Those commercials that are on Hulu. And they're all, they play them over and over.
The same.
And
commercial.
It's the same, but oh my God. The ones I hate the most are the ones for those stupid robot cylinders that you're supposed to talk to and get them to do everything for you.
Well, huh?
Like Alexa.
Oh.
And the Echo.
I was like,
Dot.
The robot cylinder.
You know? But yes. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
And every commercial, they make it seem like, well, how can you live without a robot that you ask to read you the rest of this recipe? I don't know. Maybe like people have been living for the last 10,000 fucking years.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
That it's just changed your life. Can hear the recipes now, folks, even when his hands are covered with flour.
Don't put the words in my mouth.
I'm going to put something in there.
I was going to tell you that I actually received one of those contraptions for Christmas last year.
I know.
And the best thing that I use it for...
are not surprised.
The best thing I use it for is I say, Alexa, play Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. See? There is a good use for it. She will change your life in that way.
Now, I just ordered a Fire Stick. Will I be able to listen to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast on it?
I don't know what that is. Is that like a disco stick?
Yeah, let me tell you about it during the break.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I know this will be hard, but Cliff and Kendall will be right back after the break.
My sister's running around saying, what am I going to get my boyfriend for Christmas? What am I going to get my boyfriend for Christmas? She always says it twice. I don't know what the problem is. Everybody knows. Boys love frogs.
At Christmas, it's important to separate the men from the boys. And boy, men love Old Spice, Night Spice, Pierre Cardin sets, or individual fragrances, and new Santa Fe. You get it all at Thrifty.
Boys also like spiders. But they don't wrap well.
Refueled and ready for hilarity, Cliff and Kendall are back.
Alexa, will you start the show recording again? Does that work?
Wait,
what?
Oh, yeah, it's working. Okay.
Oh, okay. It did work.
Welcome back.
Kendall, we're in Hong Kong having a sing-song. Smoking a big bong.
Down this billabong.
Not me. But people around me in the night market. Isn't the night market? That just sounds like something you want to go to.
I tell you, the atmosphere here
is
so amazing.
I love the atmosphere.
So much fun.
It's even better than a few weeks ago. When were we? We were in Tokyo at the Outback Steakhouse.
Uh-huh.
That was nice, too.
That was good atmosphere. But
this is even better.
Is rivaling
I like
that.
It. The Night Market.
I feel like if there was a movie called The Night Market, we would be in it.
We would. And what would we be? We would be something like a...
co-host of the podcast that come through and set up their booth there in the alley.
That's exactly it. That's what I was about to say.
The role was made for us.
Jonah Hill, if you gain the weight back, the part's yours.
Yeah.
Kendall, it's time for a segment in the show. Would you agree?
Yeah, let's do it. Yes, it is time for a segment.
Let's do it. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. Hold on, let me get this letter out from over here.
Oh, it's time for letters from Busheltown. We've got some mail. We get so little mail.
Usually it's just bills.
I hope it's more than that today.
These could be threat letters. We don't know. We'll find out as we read them live on the air.
All right, let's see. I've got one here.
Okay.
Let's see. What could this possibly be? Let's see. Oh, it says, Dear Sir, I'm writing to ask that you please consider donating to the Busheltown Middle School Drama Department. This December, the theater students are putting on a live musical version of Fred Claus and need help from art patrons like you. We're reaching out to you since we know you live to give, as evidenced by your purchase of so many nude self-portraits of the art teacher at our fundraising yard sale. Thanks in advance for your check. Ooh, I haven't had checks in like 8 years. Happy holidays, Busheltown Middle School Drama Department. Well, I did. They were very tasteful nudes of the art teacher. And I'm an art patron. They got that part right.
Mm-hmm.
They got the part wrong where I have money to give to anyone.
Who did they think they were calling?
I took a great tip from the sticky bandits. You just wrap tape around your hand. Reverse wise, and you can get it, you know, good 75 cents. Go get you a Coke if you see one of those Santas ringing a bell. Yes. I said, you have any letters over there?
I do. Here we go. I got a letter for you right here. All right. Dear Cliff and Kendall, Flop Smush Food and More is closing our doors this Friday.
What?
But we will open them again Monday after we get rid of the mice the size of bread boxes.
Oh,
I got so scared. I thought, where were we going to shop? So
yeah, should we ever return to the butcher town?
Please accept this 50% off coupon towards your next purchase. Sincerely, the Flop Smush Food and More staff.
Ooh, does it have a expiration date?
Oh, yeah, expired yesterday.
Oh.
Whoops. Oh, well.
Oh, well. I was going to say hold on to it, but you know, I don't think you have to anymore. All right, let's see. Oh, this says, Dear Occupant, don't miss the new trend in Christmas clothing. Move over Santa hats and ugly Christmas sweaters. It's time for metallic tinsel pants to shine. Don't be the only one in the dark when your coworkers invite you to a tinsel pants party. Come on down to the Busheltown Pants Depot. We've got bottom dressings for the wide and girthful and metallic tinsel pants in waist sizes up to 72 inches. Ooh. We could fit into that. Also, new XXL swaddling clothes for the girthful infant on your shopping list.
Ooh, I need some girthful swaddling clothes.
You got to go to their website.
What was that website?
I'll forward it to you.
Okay, good. All right, here's the other letter I've got over here.
Oh my, something wonderful has just occurred.
Oh, goodness. Oh, dears, I'm so sorry that we've barged in again.
Oh, pardon us, both.
You know you're welcome to come in anytime.
Oh, that's what I told you, dear.
Oh, dear, you're right. Look, this wonderful person down at the store right down the way here has asked us to look after their daughter. Her name is Lynn. She's right outside the booth.
Oh, look at her.
Hello,
Lynn. Oh, look at her waving, bow.
she's very cute. Well, so... You they've just entrusted you to take care of?
Oh, well, Mrs. Potter put a butter churn. You know, she was having a delightful conversation with the shopkeeper. And
wonderful woman.
One thing led to another, and it seems the shopkeeper had to go out for a moment and do some sort of personal errand. And she entrusted, of course, Mrs. Potter put a butter churn and I, the most innocent of looking of people, to watch her 12-year-old daughter, Lynn. Hello, Lynn.
Hello, Lynn. Hello, dear.
Oh, look at her way.
Oh, look at that little scarf she's wearing. Isn't it wonderful, dear?
Oh, you knitted it in such a flash.
God damn it, stop it. Well, I think that's wonderful. You guys should buy her a gift or something for Christmas. Show her the ways of Cliff and Kendall and our... what am I trying to say?
I don't know.
I was trying to say, like, buy her a big feast.
Oh, no, Bert. We won't have her turning into a fat American on our watches.
We don't want to bring her the bad choices that you guys have made and bring onto her.
We'll let her learn from your mistakes, Bert.
Oh, quite right, dear. Oh. Let's go teach her how to learn from their mistakes.
Oh, yes. Now, Lynn, don't eat like them.
I took that a little offensively.
Oh, Kendall, don't take anything personally.
All right, fine.
That's one of the four agreements.
All right, here. I got another letter for you.
Oh, good.
Or a letter for us.
Fantastic.
All right, dear Cliff and Kendall, I was driving past the studio and I saw... this is from Lenny the Exterminator.
Oh!
I was driving past the studio and I saw a raccoon going in a hole and I... So I went inside using the key that you left.
Our studio?
Uh-huh. And a raccoon had a litter on Kendall's chair in the booth. Oh, great. And while I was there, I saw a package. Kendall, it looks like your dildo came.
What?
Called the magic wand. Oh, that's not a dildo. That's a magic wand.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
Good cover.
Thanks, Lenny.
Thanks, Lenny. It's been so long since I've seen Lenny, but I can smell the exterminating fluid on that letter.
I'm coughing on it right now.
I'm choking a little. Maybe here. Hand me that letter. I'm gonna.
Here you go.
I'm just gonna toss that one out.
Okay. Good. Yes.
Okay. There we go. Kendall, I've got one more letter here all the way from Busheltown, USA, folks.
All right.
This is to both of us too, dear friends at Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's that time of year again. Time for my annual holiday letter. Well, it's been a banner year in Busheltown, and to celebrate, I've ordered a banner to be hung at City Hall, congratulating the town on such a year. When it arrives from designyourownbanner.net, come on down and take a gander. I'll never forget. Oh, sorry. I'm doing run-on sentences, guys. I'm in such a frenzy to read this letter.
Can't you see those periods?
I do. And there's even an indent there. I'll never forget my personal highlights of this year. Grand marshaling the Busheltown Easter Parade alongside the old mule Flappy. Coming in third in the 4th of July Possum Sausage Eating Contest. Or helping out our pals in Gasville with their search for the heinous serial killer known as the Gasville Gutter, who is still at large. If you've seen him, give us a shout. Well, I better wrap this up, or it'll be time to start next year's holiday letter. This person's writing is a little bit. It's a little bit. Finally, I'd like to dedicate my year of sheriffing to my late brother, the old Sheriff Frog Blast. Signed, with many glad tidings, the new Sheriff Frog Blast.
Oh, what a wonderful letter.
When I think to myself.
Shut up, Dad, again.
What a wonderful letter.
You're one song at a time, you're teaching me to never say wonderful. All right, I got one final one here, too, for you, Cliff.
All right.
I was from Dr. Blather. Oh, shit. Of course, hold on. I can't even read what he's doing.
Oh, no.
Technology just stops working.
Uh-oh.
Dear Cliff and Kendall, Dr. Blather's here. I just wanted a quick moment of your time, but I couldn't figure out how to call you on the phone.
I just called him.
Anyway.
He only had to hit return.
May I borrow $40,000?
That's for you.
No.
I couldn't let him borrow $40.
So someone from another country has asked me to borrow $40,000 to unlock $1 million that he will be sending back to me promptly after I send him the $40,000.
Now, Kendall, you should do that and then just consider half of that $40 to be from me. And when we get the million, we'll split that and I'll give you back the half of the $40.
Let me save you time. Dr. Blaz, please don't do this.
Oh, no.
All right, and that's all the time we have for letters from Busheltown.
That's all the time we have.
It is.
And all the letters we have, too, so it really works out.
Because things were starting to get a little stupid.
Little stupid. I think things started to get a little stupid about 10 years ago on a night just like tonight.
Like tonight on a show just like this
show.
It's time for some stupid questions. Christmas edition.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm in a special game show or something.
Don't you always feel like that?
I do. That is my life. I want my life to be a big game show. You know that.
I think that it's a good thing for the listeners to think about. When you have those rough times in the day, think, this is just a weird game show.
$1, Bob.
Yeah, this is just a game show.
All right, Cliff, I got some stupid questions for you.
Life
is just a game show
just
for you.
A game show.
If you had the private plane.
A private plane?
For one day.
Ooh.
On Christmas. What would you do and where would you go?
On Christmas. I'd go to the North Pole and have lunch with Santa.
You know, that is a great answer.
Yes, it is.
I almost want to stop the whole segment. It was
Kendall,
so good, but...
Let's just stop the whole show. This is the finale, because we're never going to get better than that answer to that stupid question.
We should,
but we won't.
But let's push on.
Because like Ernest, we never knew when to quit.
Cliff, if you were given $1 million...
The time to quit would have been 9 years ago, and so we're so far past it.
Might as well just keep going.
Just keep going.
When you're going through hell, keep going.
Oh, yes.
That's the listeners, I'm telling.
Oh, yeah.
If you were given $1 million, but you could only help others with it,
yeah,
what would you do?
I can't really say what I would do. It would involve a mercy killing.
Oh, God. Okay. All right.
It was a mercy killing.
And that's all I have to say about that.
One from the vaults, folks.
If you had the attention of the entire world for 30 seconds, Cliff, on Christmas morning, what would you say?
I would say, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. And then I would do the next verse. I'd learn it beforehand.
And then...
Then world peace would be declared!
World peace, thanks to perfect pitch.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that about sums it up.
Hey!
Oh, dear.
Oh, what is going on?
Development.
Oh, my dear friends. You're not going to believe what just happened.
What? Oh my God, did somebody, was there a Hong Kong talent scout that saw us in the booth here and they want to pick us up for Chinese distribution?
Has Busheltown, KBSH tried to cut us off the air and we have to work to save the day again?
Did Busheltown secede from the union?
No, dear, none of that happened.
Oh, gosh, not bad.
But Lynn,
oh, ridiculous.
Lynn, the little girl that we're taking care of. Hello, Lynn. Hello.
Oh, hello, Lynn.
Oh, oh, there she's so cute.
Waving, even though she's a woman now.
Oh, yes, dear, she's now a woman. She's had, as I said, well, there's a very big development that's just happened that we've been able to usher her through.
Oh, there was a moment or two of sputting, but then Mrs. Butter turned, you know, she saw what was going on, the blossoming of womanhood, and took her into the ladies' aisle of that Hong Kong Walgreens across the way.
And dear, I explained to her what becoming a woman is all about and how to be and use proper etiquette every day.
Oh, I merely overheard them from the next aisle, and it was a moving, such a moving conversation.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful movie. I would watch that.
It does sound like a really good...
It's exactly the same movie I was watching on one of those channels the other day, dear.
Did it... same story. Whoa, and then it happened to you.
It's like predicting the future, dear. Then the fortune teller down the street. I'm telling you, it's all connected.
It is all connected. So now she's set up. She's a menstruating lady now.
Whoa.
Kendall didn't like it when you... Go medical.
Oh, boys. I don't know what you're speaking about, but I just wanted to tell you of this beautiful moment between a wonderful woman and a wonderful young girl. Hello, Lynn. Hello.
Look, Lynn's mother's back, dear. Let's take her back and explain what happened, dear.
Let's tell her what happened. Oh, you'll probably get an award.
I can't wait to tell her, dear, what happened. Oh.
Well, that is something.
That was something. That was something. And this show was something, Cliff.
But now it's over. Thank God it's over.
Some people are, like the listeners, are happy. Others are sad, like this music.
I'm gonna close my eyes and I will fly away.
I got a wonderful quote here for you, Cliff.
Bust it out.
Oh, it's out. I'm about to share it.
Shake it.
My idea of Christmas, whether old-fashioned or modern, is very simple. Mm. Loving others. Come to think of it, why do we have to wait for Christmas to do that?
And
that
damn was strange.
Bob Hope. So love each other, Cliff.
Kendall, I got some Christmas gift suggestions for you.
All right.
To your enemy, forgiveness. To an opponent, tolerance. To a friend, your heart. To all, charity. To every child, a good example. And to yourself, respect. And that was said by Orrin Arnold. And don't we all owe ourselves a little bit more self-respect?
We do. I do all those things just in different orders.
In different orders. You got to do them in a different order. Mm-hmm. Damn it, Kendall. It's Christmas in the heart that puts Christmas in the air. And I don't care if I die saying it. And those are my last words.
Well, my last words are so long from Hong Kong.
So long from Hong Kong. Kendall, you can't go wrong doing a show from Hong Kong.
That's the bomb.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Christmas.
This is your ass. Happy Hanukkah.